If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. Hey, check it out. That's right, there are three easy ways to whistle with your tongue. If you spent countless hours trying to whistle, but never figured out how, here's your chance. There are lots of different ways to set your tongue, lips, and fingers to whistle. Then you can make a mundane task more interesting, pass the time, and impress others. Or maybe even hail a cab. Keep watching to learn how to use your tongue to create the sharp and vibrant whistle you've been dreaming of. And don't forget to click the subscribe button and turn on notifications to join us on the Bright Side of Life. Now, are you the only person in the world who can't whistle? There aren't a lot of formal statistics to show the number of people in the world who can whistle, but an informal poll found that 67% of people asked said they couldn't whistle or couldn't whistle very well. Many non-whistlers think that whistling will always be an impossible task for them, a feat that is simply beyond their capabilities. And so, they stop trying. They might attribute this inability to genetics, the shape of their mouth, the shape of their lips, or the width of their tongue. For those who can whistle, it opens up an entire world. People whistle in all sorts of situations. At work, to get through a boring task, to recreate a bird song, to hail a cab, while taking a walk, to train animals, or to express displeasure at spectator sports. Some people whistle while they perform on stage, and there are even whistling competitions. So, how can you be one of them? Good news! The general consensus is that almost anyone can whistle if they follow the right technique and use the proper form. Here's method number one. Begin by slightly puckering your lips. A good trick is to exclaim, "Ooh," and keep your lips in the position they're in at the end of the exclamation. Move your tongue toward the roof of your mouth and set the tip of your tongue against your two front teeth, like this, and then blow air out. Doing this will create a high-pitched sound. The sound will vary according to how much air you blow out. The stronger you blow, the higher the pitch. Now try experimenting by placing your entire tongue against the roof of your mouth or just the tip. Remember that the tip of your tongue should always stay against your two front teeth, and your lips should be puckered throughout the entire process. Some people get better results by placing their full tongue against the roof of their mouth and widening it so it touches the molars on both sides and no air touches the top of their tongue. If you master this, you can try smiling while whistling, and you'll achieve different tones. Method 2. Pull back your lips against your teeth. You should look like a smiling baby with just gums. You can use your fingers to ensure that your teeth are fully covered. You can also use a mirror to double-check that your mouth looks like it should. Your tongue should be wide and flat near your bottom teeth, but don't let the tip of your tongue touch your bottom teeth. Then blow air out and direct it at your lower teeth. The whistle this form produces should be very loud. Mastering this form can require a good amount of practice, since the position of your tongue, mouth, and jaw might be uncomfortable. If so, take a little break. Once the strain on your mouth is diminished, give it another go. Method 3. This method involves using your tongue and two fingers. Decide which fingers you want to use. They will hold your lips in the proper position, so that you should use fingers that are strong enough to hold your lips in place and sit comfortably in your mouth. Some finger combinations include both index fingers, middle fingers, or pinky fingers. But for many, the easiest choice is the thumb and index finger of your right hand. Start by touching the tips of your tongue and index fingers loosely. There's no need to press them too tightly. Then stick out your tongue, curl it upwards, and place the tip of your joined fingers underneath the tip of your tongue. Holding that position, bring your tongue and fingers back inside your mouth right behind your bottom teeth. Wrap your lips tightly around your fingers so that the air enters and leaves your mouth only through a small hole in the middle. Now blow out. This technique is perfect for hailing a cab or making a loud sound. Experiment with different fingers till one of them does the trick. Bonus: puckering method. Well, if none of those techniques are working for you, you can always try the puckering method of whistling, which is the most common for whistling a song. This method simply involves puckering your lips, letting your tongue become relaxed inside your mouth, and then blowing out air. It's important to blow the right amount of air. If you blow too much, you won't hear a single sound coming from your mouth. The key is to be delicate about it. A tiny amount of air blown out should produce a clearly defined whistle. If you've tried these techniques and given it your all and still can't do it, it could be attributed to an underlying medical condition. Whistling involves a muscle sphincter in your throat called the velopharynx. To produce a proper whistling sound, the velopharynx needs to close off completely. Oral resonance, as opposed to nasal resonance, is achieved by the closure of this muscle. If it can't close properly, you might find it very difficult to whistle. Signs of a velopharynx insufficiency are a cleft palate, hypernasal voice, and weak throat muscles. If you don't suffer from this condition, but have a hard time whistling, you can experiment with a few things. Try these tricks. Wet your lips. Just moisten your lips with your tongue and try practicing that way. Your lips don't need to be drenched with saliva. Doing this might give you the results you're hoping for. Say the number 2 to get the right pucker. If you don't know how big or small your pucker should be, which of course is the pucker factor here, try saying the number 2. Then freeze your lips in that position, which is the right pucker size for whistling. Suck the air in instead of out. This trick can work wonders for people who find it easier to whistle by bringing air into their mouths instead of the more common way. The only downside of this trick is that it can be hard to whistle an entire song this way, since pulling the air in is slower than blowing it out. But it's a great technique if you just want to whistle once or twice to get someone's attention. Adjust your tongue. Now, the height of your tongue can be a make or break factor for whistling. You might be great at whistling with your tongue set at a low height, or you might need to move your tongue farther up to produce a whistle. Adjusting the height of your tongue is also great for getting different tones. Even people who can whistle like an expert might not know that moving their tongues up and down can produce sharp, nuanced, and beautiful tones representing a musical instrument. And we're not just whistling Dixie here. You'll have a better chance of learning how to whistle if you try all these techniques and see which one feels more comfortable and produces better results. Remember that it might take you a while to truly master the art of whistling. The key is to practice and find what works for you. And if someday you make it big as a whistling artist, be sure to alert your mom. Why? Because she's about to become Whistler's mother. Boy, you didn't see that one coming now, did you?